And Happy New Year, almost. You're listening to WRUU LP 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. That's Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. All you radio lovers, welcome to 4 p.m. That's time to grab your pots and pans and hold on to your colanders as you enter the magical mystery world of the Rock and Roll Cookbook, the show that keeps you awake while you ring out the final days of 2020. Oh, thank goodness. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the guru of rock and roll. Hey, we're here live every first and third Tuesday. Can you believe it? Okay, well, it's the fifth Tuesday, so what are you clowns doing here now? Well, I'll tell you, right? This is a special day. We're here for you, folks, for the first time ever, Small Works for Radio Show. That's a festival, actually. 3 minutes in 2020. We actually changed the name a little bit, so we're calling it 3 minutes in 2020 and then some, because actually most of the pieces that we're going to be playing today are a little bit more than 3 minutes. Some are a lot more than 3 minutes because, unfortunately, folks, we only got three entries that actually qualify for the festival. And we're going to be playing those today anyway, because they're great. Got a few joke entries. Somebody sent in a belated letter to Santa asking for a flippity fish. Somebody sent in their New Year's resolution. We had to tell them, no, that really did not meet the criteria for the festival. So sorry, better luck next year. Please consider sending in your 3 minutes next year, because we're going to do it again in 2021. So we'll change the rules a little bit, but we really hope you will participate in next year's Small Works for Radio Festival. So first up, before we get into our small works, we're going to play some other interesting food for thought to fit the spirit. First, starting with the only pandemic song that we're going to be playing today is actually by Ray Stevens, longtime Stevens collaborator Buddy Kolb, and Nashville songwriter Joe Babcock.
Babcock is what we have Babcock? In our notes.
I'm sorry. I think it's Babcock. Okay. Oops. All right, Mr. Joe. Sorry about that. It's simply titled The Quarantine Song. So here it is. Ray Stevens.
Wash my hands, I don't touch my face. Stay at home, shelter in place. Keep my social distance, don't go to work. I wear a mask and gloves, and I stay away from church. I avoid old folks, and should I sneeze, I do it in my elbow or up my sleeve. Stay 6 feet apart, that is my rule. And I pray for the day the kids go back to school. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors, 'cause I'm sick of what I see. 2 more weeks of quarantine will be the death of me.
The death of me.
I risk a trip to the grocery store just to buy TP and a few things more. But when I get there, all I can find is 1600 buns and some Mad Dog wine. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors, 'cause I'm sick of what I see. Yeah, two more weeks of this quarantine's gonna be the death of me.
The death of me.
You know, they say this is war, but we don't have to storm Omaha Beach or Pork Chop Hill. We just lay here on the sofa and watch TV. I'd rather volunteer for a high-risk commando raid to parachute into Wuhan and find that fella that ordered that bat soup. Yeah, I know I'm talking out of my head, saying crazy stuff over and over, like, yes, dear, yes, dear. The other morning at breakfast, I meant to say, honey, would you please pass the pepper? But what slipped out was, you crazy woman, you've ruined my life. Of course, I immediately apologized, just as soon as I woke up.
All right, something to cheer us up a little bit, the quarantine song by Mr. Ray Stevens. Next up, we have a piece that was written specifically for the Small Works Festival. Yay! It's a comic horror homage to an event in 2020 that actually didn't get a lot of attention. I don't know if you folks probably remember the story about the Asian murder hornets that actually didn't come here, fortunately. But it did happen in 2020, obviously made its mark on this rapper. So the song that we're going to be playing is called Busy Bad Hornets by B. Liver, also known as B. Live. She reports being 16 going on 66 and from somewhere southwest of Macon. This is her very first venture into the hip-hop universe. So here we go.
Once upon a time lived a giant black and white winged thing called a Vesperandorinia. It had a stinger as long as my finger, and it gave me one zinger of a bolt in my hand. Like lightning, I couldn't zap it. So frightening. No, no, no. Give it a jolt. Don't want to slap it. That would really hurt. So maybe just tap it. Make it go away all on its own. I wish it would just disappear. It makes me dizzy because it keeps buzzing round in my ear. I'm gonna cry. I can't hear or see. I don't know why I'm in a tizzy. Tell me, where can this hornet be? Just listen, hear it buzz, 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 buzz. Busy bad hornet, it's a bug. Ugh! Warm and fuzzies on its head are popping fire red. Cause it zapped itself with its own stinger. What a thug! It's warming up a storm. Now I'm getting warm. I'm in the zone. Ring, 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 is that the phone? Don't answer it. It might be one of them. I'm all alone. No, 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 stop that buzzing! From the cold and fuzzy giant black and white winged thing called a Vesperandorinia. It's gonna steal the honey, and you know that ain't funny. Want the children in the hive, it can eat them alive. Oh yeah, right, don't give me that humdrum jive. I'll slap it in the head, make its face turn all red, or some zoomorphic shape instead. I'll wear a hornet-proof suit. Don't give a flippin' hoot about its stinger and its compound eyes, or how it flies. Maybe suction will break the sting of this thing, or just stop it from buzzing. Zing, zap, zoom, snap, crash, clap, now sweep it with a broom. Don't want to make a scene here in my room. Say, what's the temperature? It feels like it's rising, and the busy black and white winged thing looks a bit beat. Kinda knocked off its feet. Oh well, that's surprising. I wonder what hit him, can you tell? So it's buzz, 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 buzz. Busy bad hornet, it's a bug. Ugh! Warm and fuzzies on its head are popping fiery red. Cause it zapped itself with its own stinger. What a thug! It's warming up a storm. It's getting really warm. Once upon a time, there lived a giant black and white winged thing called a Vesperandorinia. Yeah, that's it, it had a stinger. As long as my finger, but then it got too hot and melted its wings, stuck together. It was not a good idea to mess with the honey, and it did something else that wasn't too funny. Shot the stinger right through my finger. Dead ringer turned me into a bee myself. I could feel the antenna shoot through my head. My eyes are like fireballs turning all red. And I'm alone, buzz, buzz, buzz. Busy bad hornet swarming up in the river of time. It's gonna get me. There I was, storming to deliver it the buzz it was. The ultimate sign of us, it's gone.
All right, Busy Bad Hornets by Bee Liver or Bee Live. It's one of our pioneering artists in the very first Small Works Festival for radio here on WRUU. So next year, we're going to do it again. start writing those songs or spoken word pieces because we're going to be we're going to be playing them again in probably November, end of November. Anyway, you can check out the Rock and Roll Cookbook Circle or Rock and Roll Cookbook Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review. Lots of places to check it out for the rules and guidelines. So you will get your entry in for next year, hopefully. All right, so the next song has really nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. Wow. But the title fits the mood and overall theme of isolation, so we're going to play it.
Yeah, the song comes from the British rock band The Police and won the 1981 Grammy Award for Best Rock Vocal Performance by a Group.
It features the characteristic reggae style, which is common in Police songs, and is certainly a testament to the fact that there are no happy songs by The Police. So here we go with Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
Temptation.
so close to me. Our next song is from another English rock group and has been featured in both the Mad Men and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel episodes. Even though it was first released in 1968, it has stood up to the test of time in many ways more than their signature song, which was the famous Time of the Season.
Yeah, the band is the Zombies, and their style is generally described as somewhere between psychedelic rock and Baroque pop. The group, the song we're going to hear, was written by bass guitarist Chris White, one of the original members.
I don't know who the other members are. I don't remember who the other members are, but yeah. Chris White is the songwriter here. And the song is from the band's second studio album, Odyssey, misspelled O-D-E-S-S-E-Y, which they said was intentional, and Oracle, and like the other songs on the album, was never performed live on stage by the Zombies, at least in that incarnation, because it wasn't actually released until the original group disbanded. And although the morale at the end of, at the time of the recording of this song was pretty low, the song itself has kind of an uplifting feel, which seems appropriate as a prelude to 2021. So we're going to hear it. This will be our year, the Zombies. I was afraid this song was going to take a long time to end. But that's just the applause. All right. Okay, cool. The Zombies. Our next piece is a piece written also for the festival. And I'm really excited about this piece because this is by the wonderful New York-based voiceover artist and radio personality Cindy Clifford. And we actually know Miss Cindy Clifford.
Yes.
She now writes and acts in her own podcast that she describes as a, quote, do-it-yourself life improvement kit. We could all use one of those, I think. So anyway, it's called It's Me, Cindy. And after this year, I'm going to probably need a life improvement kit. But anyway, more information can be found at cindyclifford.com. The piece we're going to hear today is entitled 2020 for the Dogs. And it also features New York radio guy Jim O'Brien. So Cindy Clifford in 2020 for the Dogs.
Ginger! Hey, Ginger! Come here!
Hi, Dad! What are you... Hey, can I lick that ball?
Yeah, hold on. Wait till I put it down. You're like an animal.
Well, I am an animal.
I know. I mean, you're acting like an animal, like you'll take my arm off if I don't get it down to you fast enough. Just sit.
I am sitting. Oh, hurry up. That was great. Thank you. Hey, wait. I haven't licked it sufficiently.
What's wrong?
Hi, Dad. I'm so happy to see you again. Want to play? Want to go for a walk? Want to give me some treats?
What was the howling about?
Oh, that. I just missed you so much.
I just went into the next room.
I couldn't see you, but now that you're here, want to do something?
Listen, we've been locked in this house together pretty much constantly.
Is that a problem for you? Because I'm sitting here thinking life is about as good as it can get.
Well, it was okay for a while, but do you realize we've been doing this since March?
March. Is that like sit, stay? I don't know that one.
No, it's time. How much time we've been here, just here in the house, or for a change of scenery in the yard.
Oh, the yard. I love the yard. Don't you love the yard? Want to go play
in the yard? No, I'm going to go plant myself on the couch.
Come on, Dad.
I'd rather go out.
For a walk?
To a movie, a concert, shopping, lunch with friends. And
wait, not with me? That hardly seems fair. I'd like to go to the dog park. Will we ever go back to the dog park? I'm sure Stan and Tiger and Marie are wondering why we're not showing up.
Oh, they haven't been there either. But at some point, we'll go back. Oh, what was that for?
You seemed a little sad. I thought a nice lick would lift your spirits. Plus, I thought maybe there'd be a piece of food on your cheek, but I was mistaken. Where are you going now?
Going to the couch.
Maybe you'd cheer up if we played a little tug-of-war with a sock. Or you could throw the ball, and I'd get it and bring it back. I love that game.
Nothing personal, okay? I just don't feel much like playing. All this being at home is getting to me.
You don't love it? Is that just me? Because I've never been happier. You're here every morning, even though breakfast is later than I'm used to. And I get to hunt for crumbs around the couch. I love that, too. And we have so much fun. Like that day you tried to teach me to balance a cookie on my snout. That was the best day ever. And I never have to sit at the window wondering if you'll ever come home again. Because you're always home. That's really cut down my anxiety. Is this not perfect for you, too?
Don't get me wrong. You're a great companion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But this having to be home is getting to me. I'm feeling bored, restless, antsy, anxious, worried, sad, and lonely.
Lonely? Am I not?
Okay. Only sort of lonely sometimes for friends and family.
Must be hard being a human. Know what always cheers me up?
Food.
Obviously. But I mean, what would cheer you up? You need something to get your mind off your troubles. Something to give you a sense of accomplishment. And getting some fresh air would also really lift your spirits.
Oh, you're not going to suggest another walk, are you?
No. I have a better idea. How about you grab that brand new box of milk bones and let's go out in the backyard? Because I'm pretty sure today's the day I'm going to perfect balancing a cookie on my nose.
Yay. All right, that was 2020 for the Dogs. Fun by Cindy Clifford. Happy New Year to all you dog and people lovers out there. Next, we're going to turn to another song that was not specifically written for 2020, but it certainly captures one of the key feelings of the year.
Yes. Roy Orbison wrote this song with his songwriting partner Joe Melson in 1960. It's about being lonely. Even though Orbison says it was a happy time in his life, he also intended it to be sung by either Elvis Presley or the Everly Brothers. But the Everly Brothers convinced Orbison that he should sing it himself.
I think that was a good idea.
Yes.
A good call on their part. The full title is Only the Lonely Know the Way I Feel. The subtitle was added to distinguish Orbison's song from the other Only the Lonely song that was written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen for Frank Sinatra in 1958. Very different song. So this is Only the Lonely, Roy Orbison.
Dum, 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 dum. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
there goes my heart. They're gone forever, so far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Sounds a bit happy and not lonely to me at all. Okay, anyway, Roy Orbison, the great Roy Orbison. Why can't I say his name? I don't know. Help me out. Help. It's 2020. All right, the next song is from 26-year-old British singer Harry Styles, March 2017 debut album, Sign of the Times.
Yes, Styles wrote all the songs for this album over a two-month period in Jamaica, where he could be away from everything.
And so he said.
Yeah, he wouldn't be distracted. Sign of the Times was released almost exactly 30 years after an album of the same name was released by Prince in March 1987.
There must be some significance to that, but I'm not
I don't
sure
know.
What. I don't know.
And that's probably about 25 years after Petula Clark's song,
It's a Sign of the Times. It's a Sign of the Times. All right. So maybe
the time keeps marching on.
Exactly. So anyway, when asked by Rolling Stone to explain the song's meaning, he said, most of the stuff, this is quote, most of the stuff that hurts me about what's going on at the moment is not politics, it's fundamentals. Equal rights for everyone. So anyway, you decide if that's what you hear in the song. This is Harry Styles, Sign of the Times.
Stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from your bullet? A bullet. Crying, it's a sign of the times.
right, that was Harry Styles. Sorry we had to cut that a little bit, folks, but you're listening to a special edition of the Rock and Roll Cookbook called 3 Minutes and Then Some of 2020, celebrating food for thought to ring out 2020 here on WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah Soundings, WRUU.org. A couple of announcements. First of all, we're happy to announce that the Savannah Philharmonic has announced a dynamic new concert series for spring 2021. Monthly indoor concerts with a masked, socially distanced audience will feature various ensembles of the Philharmonic at either the Metal Building at the Kehoe Ironworks downtown or Skidaway Island United Methodist Church locations. These concerts will culminate in the season finale outdoor concert of the full Philharmonic on June 27th at Trustees Garden. So more information can be found at savannahphilharmonic.org. Also, here's a little food for thought. Do you own a small business? Well, if you do, do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Hey, our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. At least we hope you're not. No, you're not. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. Also, you're supporting Savannah's only community radio station. That's us. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. So connect your brand with WRUU's passion and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. We have them. Email underwriting at WRUU.org. That's underwriting at WRUU.org. For more information. And thank you so much for your support. All right. Well, we're going to continue now with another entry in the Small Works Radio Festival. This one is called The Day or the Night. Sorry. The Statues Walked Away. And this is actually a bit longer than 3 minutes, but we needed the time. So we let it in. We actually agreed to record it for the artist, whose name is Cappy Devan. She wrote the piece. She describes herself as a recovering performance artist, and she's originally from Chicago, but now she is living in Athens. And I believe she lived in Savannah briefly, so here we are. The Night the Statues Walked Away. Today was just another walk in the park, except we weren't moving. And as the sky painted itself a murky gray, you could almost hear the sun whisper, "I'm out of here." That's when things started getting weird. I noticed my friend Silence in the next plot with bubbly splashes of red streaming down her arm. "What happened?" I asked as I watched the red streams clutch her like tentacles.
"Paintballed, see? They chipped my finger too."
I saw the words, "No more," curiously scrawled on the stone. "Are you hurt?" I asked.
"No, they can't hurt me. I'm just a statue, remember?"
"Well, I'm a statue too, and my arms are hurting," I sighed. Silence froze for a moment. "We can't move. We can't go anywhere. We're prisoners. We're nobodies," I started chanting. "Simulacra matter, simulacra matter."
"Cut it out, bird girl! Are you trying to start a riot?"
"I'm not a bad person," I said, choking back stationary tears.
"You're not a person at all. Anyway, we're not nobodies. I feel like the grass, the ground, even the trees and the river all know me. They're happy. They're happy I'm here watching over them."
"Well, I don't want to be a watch statue. I want to be free. I want to go somewhere they'll never find us.
Let's run away."
"How?
I dare you. You just said yourself we can't move."
"There's gotta be a way."
"I know. A secret passageway." "Okay, I'm acquiring satellites. This might take a while."
"No, we have to leave now." I closed my eyes and started counting.
"This isn't working.
9, 8, 7. "We have to keep trying," I said. "Now we see us, now we're gone."
and at that moment silence turned somewhat bronze. Now I look more like you. Maybe they'll hate me less.
Don't look back, I said.
And so we walked. Other statues followed. One by one, some in pairs. General Oglethorpe, Florence Martis, William Jasper. And it wasn't just the statues who wanted to escape being pummeled or paintballed. All the statues walked. Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King. None of us wanted to be stuck on a planet so full of fear and hate and despair. Soon statues of Lincoln and Jefferson, Washington, Jackson, Lee, and Grant started walking too. Some even started running, exhilarated, overjoyed at having found a way out of 2020. The sky grew darker as night poured in. The ground rumbled and crackled as trees uprooted themselves and the land began to crack and rock back and forth, up and down. The grass and the trees morphed into slithery, gnarly fingers, choking whatever happened to be in them. Rivers started to gurgle and growl, and the water slapped against the earth so hard that it threw up on itself. The statues continued walking as the earth began to burn.
Simulacra's matter! Simulacra's matter!
Now there were thousands of us. The Thinker and Venus de Milo were among the statues that had joined us. Then carvings, books, manuscripts, paintings, art objects, and artifacts of every kind ripped themselves out of walls and pedestals and glass cages. Everything else burned. It was as if a giant bulldozer were wiping out history. And in one final atomizing breath, the earth went silent. There was nothing left. The face of the earth had no face. Today was just another walk in the park. Except we were running out of time. Now seemed like a good place to start over. So we did.
All right, that was one of our festival entries, The Night the Statues Walked Away by Cappy Devan. Today also is December 29th, in case anybody forgot, and it's in the middle of the week of Kwanzaa, which is a festive celebration of African-American culture, which ends with gift-giving and a feast of faith called Karamu Ya Imani. I am not going to say any more words that I can't pronounce here, but Kwanzaa actually means first fruits of the harvest. At the heart of Kwanzaa's meaning is its seven principles, which is the title of this next song by Miss Bernice Johnson Regan, who founded the African-American women's a cappella group, the very wonderful Sweet Honey in the Rock, in 1973. She's one of the most inspiring civil rights voices and musical activists, so it's not surprising that this song originated with her. Something to give people of all backgrounds the heart to face the new year with courage and joy. So this is Seven Principles, and it's performed by Women of the Calabash.
Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Kujichagulia, kujichagulia. We will lead Kujichagulia. We will determine Kujichagulia. We will determine who we are.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujamaa. We'll spend our money wisely. Ujamaa. We'll spend our money wisely. We know the purpose of our lives. We know the purpose of our lives. We know the purpose of our lives.
Lovely. All right, that was the Women of the Calabash and performing Bernice Johnson Regan's song, Seven Principles. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Our next tune is a rather darkly uplifting song. We have a few of those in this playlist by the Piano Man from Long Island. We all know who that is, so I'm not even going to say his name. How about you?
Yes, Tomorrow is Today is the song. It's from Billy Joel's 1971 debut album, Cold Spring Harbor, which is actually a location on Long Island.
Yes, it is.
Evolves from a period of depression. Due to an error in the mastering, the song played too fast, which caused the pitch of Joel's voice to be half a semitone higher than it would normally be.
It actually sounds higher than that, but anyway, I didn't even know it was him, and then I realized it was. So the song also recalls Joel's attempt to kill himself, by drinking furniture polish, which is kind of goofy, which thankfully was unsuccessful. But it's a beautiful song, folks, so it's called Tomorrow is Today, an early song by Billy Joel.
To the river, gonna take a ride, and the Lord will deliver me, make my bed. I'm gonna lie in it. If you don't come, I'm sure gonna die in it. Too late, too much giving. I've seen a lot of life and I'm damn sick of living it. I keep hoping you will pass my way. And someday, if your dreams are leaving you, I'll still believe in you.
Was a beautiful song, early work by Billy Joel, Tomorrow is Today. So just to fill everybody in on next year's festival, which we hope to present, the Small Works for Radio Festival, probably be called something else. We're extending the time limit to 5 minutes, so maybe 5 minutes of 2021, if that makes sense. The concept was to showcase new works that fit the definition of a very, very short story, also called flash fiction, short story, plays, poems, spoken word art, some kind of audio art, anything that can be played on the radio, right? So no video art, no films, radio art, work that could be written, written specifically about 2021 was the idea, or written specifically about 2020 was the original idea, or to kind of showcase an event or express a thought about 2020 from the artist. We just didn't get that this year. We got a few kind of goofy entries, and we got three entries that were legitimately reflections of the year 2020.
Right, and the kind of things that we were looking for.
Really, the kind of thing that we were looking for. So we do hope that you artists out there, you know, in Savannah, Chatham County, in the region, we'll think about it for next year, 2021, and share your 5 minutes of 2021 in the second Small Works for Radio Festival that we hope to present sometime in November, probably right after Thanksgiving. So keep an eye out on November 30th, which would be the fifth Tuesday of November, I think, for the second Small Works for Radio Festival. And we'll be sending out, reminders and posts on our Facebook page. So check out the Rock and Roll Cookbook Circle or the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page. Also the Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review Facebook page. We slather it with information about the legends of rock and roll and just interesting historical insights about rock and roll history. And we will, of course, post information and guidelines about the next Small Works for Radio Festival. So hope to get some thoughts, food for thought from you guys out there. We are running a bit early on our show, but we're going to end the show today officially with a wonderful song by The Temptations, which was written quite some time ago. Actually, probably 1970 was when it actually was released. Right. But it's very prophetic.
Yeah, the song is called Ball of Confusion. It's subtitled, That's What the World Is Today. And even today, it's uniquely prophetic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes,
right?
Yes, well, we say more than once.
So nice we said it twice.
Right.
Okay.
Written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. It's also one of the few protest songs to come out of Motown.
We're actually going to be doing a show dedicated to the Funk Brothers in February.
It lyrically, it could have been written yesterday about these times. Thing in the lyric that kind of dates it is they say the Beatles' new record is a gas.
Okay. That would be hard to do now.
It's really wonderful. But the Beatles keep repackaging things. So,
that's true.
You know.
That's true. I mean, and also David Bowie, whoever's managing his Facebook page, I saw something on his Facebook page recently. I thought, what? How can he be releasing something new? Well, it was a repackaging of something that he did in the 90s. So it's pretty cool. This music lives on through your dedicated listening, and we want to remind you that you have been listening to WRUU.org 107.5 FM. That's Savannah Soundings. We are community radio with Global Soul, and you have been listening to our special Rock and Roll Cookbook Edition 3 minutes and then some of 2020 special. So I just want to thank you, Earl, as always, for your incredible insights. Thanks to WRU and you, of course, our amazing listeners. You've helped us survive this year. Once again, please let us know what you think on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page. Our next show, actually the first Tuesday, that's next Tuesday.
Yes.
We have another show coming up on January 5th, same time, 4 p.m. We will be paying homage to the other guys and ladies of Liverpool. So, everybody but the Beatles, but from Liverpool, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to be doing a special tribute to sort of the unsung heroes of rock and roll, which will include a special tribute to Badfinger. Later, I believe January 19th would be the following Rock and Roll Cookbook show. And who knows what we'll be doing in February. Definitely going to do the Motown Funk Brothers tribute and maybe a special kids show in February. So keep a lookout for some announcements on a kids show about February and Black History Month and famous rock and roll artists.
Yep.
Okay.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
Have a joyful New Year.
May we all be safe and prosperous.
Yes, please stay safe. Be kind to others. And as always, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat, and here is Ball of Confusion by The Temptations.
Skin.
Run, but you sure can't
hide. And eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
Sky. Cities aflame in the summertime.
No.
revolution, got control of sound and soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to zoom. Politicians say most taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Everywhere, unemployment rising.